This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM. Today, I'm speaking with Rob Ash. Rob is General Manager of IBM Business Analytics.
You know, we have a new division called Business Analytics within IBM Software Group. Looking forward towards, you know, the next half of the year and beyond, where do you really see that going?
Well, for the next half a year and beyond, you know, we're really focusing on really writing the business analytics strategy in a very, very broad canvas. We've, over the course of the last, you know, two and a half years, through the acquisition of Cognos and the acquisition of SPSS, and combined with a number of the organic activities that we've been able to pursue, we've really arrived at a point with such a broad set of capabilities across, you know, the traditional BI spectrum, you know, new capabilities that we've brought to market, the great capabilities that the SPSS team brings to us with predictive and advanced analytics. So our first goal as we look forward, you know, 6 months, but beyond that, is how to make sure that we write that strategy and that vision, you know, at the scale that only IBM can operate and execute, right? And, you know, we all know that IBM's focused on a smarter planet. We all know that there's no smarter without analytics. And so connecting those two things and the breadth of this platform is a key plank of our strategy. Expanding that strategy out further, heavy focus on solutions, solutions across the business to really, you know, I guess solutions is one way to think about it. It's really more focused on specific outcomes, specific outcomes in specific industries, functional areas. And we see that with, you know, workforce performance. We see that with sales performance, financial performance. We see that with social analytics and consumer insight. We see that with DM6, the newest release of SPSS, which, well, part of our set of capabilities is really a huge step forward towards, you know, creating contacts for these solutions, creating very specific outcome opportunities for these solutions. So the area, the whole focus around solutions is really a key part of how we step out. And then thirdly, as we look to the next generation of business analytics, and as we will begin over the course of the next couple months to start kind of talking about some future direction that we'll introduce at IOD in Vegas, you know, the real focus on, you know, bringing business analytics into the current age of kind of user expectations for social computing, for collaboration, for the integration of some of these great capabilities like SPSS right into the platform, further, you know, driving innovation in a, right in around the platform set of capabilities. I think what we're doing in the area of integration with TM1, some of the great work that's going on in TM1, which is which, as you know, has become such a critical part of our platform, and we intend it to be an even bigger part of our platform going forward. So I think, you know, Delaney, from the set of capabilities that we assembled and making sure those are broad and large enough to step up to the smarter agenda with solutions and the focus around addressing industry and functional areas, and with the, you know, kind of new directions around user interaction, user expectations, around social computing and collaboration, and of course the core set of capabilities of making sure that you know, advanced analytics is completely embraced in our business analytics platform, I think sets a very broad strategy for us going forward here.
Now, if you think back just briefly to Rome, you were at the SPSS Directions Conference. You were also at the business analytics component of IOD EMEA. Met with a lot of customers, a lot of partners. What are they excited about right now?
Well, I think, I mean, you have two different audiences. You have the SPSS audience wondering, well, what's IBM all about? What's IBM going to do to the SPSS capability and team? And and I think we did a good job in the, you know, 2 days that, that led up to IOD Vegas, which was the SPSS Directions Conference. And we really focused our energy on, you know, making sure that our SPSS customers felt comfortable, like our SPSS employees, and felt, you know, first of all, that they played an important role in the strategy. Second of all, that we had plans to grow and enhance the capability. And third, that we were looking for their input into solution areas and how we can drive the platform and whatnot. So from an SPSS customer perspective, I think the early directions conference that we had in Vegas not long after we closed the transaction, or maybe just a little bit before we close it. Mm-hmm. And this conference were two good opportunities to get in front of the customers to just to, you know, settle them down, make them mm-hmm. sure they felt okay. Mm-hmm. The Cognos customers that attended IOD in Rome and those SPSS customers that stayed over, mm-hmm. I think the feedback I got from them was, you know, one, excitement with the pace of innovation. Mm-hmm. I was joined on stage for our keynote with Leah McMillan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we walked through from the beginning to end,
yeah.
new capabilities, what's in the labs, some of the advanced capabilities around social analytics. Mm-hmm. And the feedback I got was, first of all, embracing the strategy, mm-hmm. you know, that was, as I said, is analytics writ large, excitement about the innovation, mm-hmm. Wanting to know more, you know, about, you know, the kind of innovation. I know that the response to DM6 was mm-hmm. outstanding. I mean, DM6 is, I think light bulbs go off all over the place when people see Decision Management 6 because mm-hmm. They have such a great visualization of what our strategy is.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've always talked for a long time about the business intelligence, performance management, business analytics journey. If you were a potential customer or client looking at all of these offerings, where do you start the journey now with all these new capabilities and new data?
Well, I think that depends on what you're after in terms of your outcome, where you are in your maturity cycle. Mm-hmm. I mean, fortunately, every customer is different. I always tell customers if they're new to this to start easy, mm-hmm. you know, get a win. You know, if you look at the way that we've characterized our set of capabilities, from the ability to inform people mm-hmm. about, you know, what's going on in their business, the ability to connect to that with analysis to mm-hmm. quickly learn why and, you know, seek out trends and causal factors, the ability then to take those insights and impact process mm-hmm. and from there to make sure that the outcome of that really aligns with strategic goals. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of the path, and every customer's on a different part of that
yeah.
journey. Some customers are, you know, they're gaining insights every day and trying to learn how to instantiate those insights into processes that impact the business. Other customers are still having trouble getting information out to their mm-hmm. their users. So,
yeah.
you know, we all know that for a long time, a lot of, you know, the traditional business analytics agenda started with just reporting.
Yeah.
People wanting to get the information out to users. Mm-hmm. I think we're past that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of companies that are still struggling just with getting broad-scale reporting out. I think more and more we're trying to see customers go from the line of business back into IT. So they go mm-hmm. from the outcome, whether it be
right.
risk management, whether it be, you know, fraud, whether it be, you know, assortment planning and retail. Mm-hmm. back into the platform. So I would say more and more we're advising customers, let's find the business problem that's important mm-hmm. to you. Let's work from that business problem back in
yeah.
to the capabilities. And 10 years ago, we were working from the capabilities out.
Oh, this is what we can do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can learn more about business intelligence software from IBM at ibm.com/Cognos.
Connect with IBM Business Analytics on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube from our new Business Analytics community pages on IBM.com. Share ideas and connect with your peers. Contribute your views to our rapidly growing group of Cognos and SPSS software experts and users. Simply point your browser to ibm.com/software/analytics/community. That's ibm.com/software/analytics/community. Insights into business analytics from the people who shape the industry. This is BI Radio.